Hello again, friends. Thank you so much for joining me here at the Wisdom of the Wilderness podcast. I am your host, Greg, and as always on this podcast, we are here to share wisdom gained from time spent in nature with a dose of inspirational and empowering stories of everyday people moving through uncharted territory, both literal and figurative. I am grateful you have chosen to spend part of your time today with me, listening to cool things and cool people. And without any further ado, let's get to this week's episode. Hey, all right, we are back again, friends, for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness. And in fun and exciting news, I can't find my mic, so I'm recording off my phone. Hopefully it's somewhere and I brought it with me. We're going to really, really hope that, because we've got some big plans for the next week or two here on having some guests. So super exciting times. What else do we know out here? Hope you're having a great day and you've had a chance to get outside and decompress, breathe some fresh air, maybe even feel the crisp, cool weather of approaching winter on your face as you go outside. It has definitely been getting cooler where I am. Actually got snowed on yesterday and rained on and sleeted on and hailed on, so that was a bit of an adventure, but friendly reminder that Thanksgiving is almost here and December is almost here and Christmas decorations seem to be everywhere. Wah, wah. And that kind of got me to the topic of today's episode. I've done a similar one in the past. The topic is going with the flow. And I wanted to share some of the things that I do to get into that flow state and how time in nature can really help me to connect with that. Now, for anybody who's unfamiliar, I probably have heard of all of this. I have not a good idea of how to pronounce the name of, we're going to try this, and it's probably totally mangled by me, so apologies out there. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, something like that. Csikszentmihalyi in 1970. Referred to flow state, and it can also be seen as being in the zone. And what it is when you're so engaged in an activity that you're fully immersed in it. Nothing else matters what's going on. It's energized focus. You're enjoying the activity. You're completely absorbed in what you're doing to the point that you may lose all sense of time. Some people have said it can be a melting together, a combination of action and consciousness. So finding that balance between a skill and how challenging the task is. You can think of this as like riding a bicycle, downhill mountain biking, engaging in like kayaking on a whitewater river. For some people, playing the piano or playing a musical instrument. Others can be meditating. Sometimes it can be like playing video games and, you know, just being so engrossed in the activity that that's all that matters to you at the time. So how I see it is I can tell energetically when I'm in flow state and things are manifesting and alignment and life is just flowing very easily, and when it's not. And things might be challenging or, you know, the best laid plans fall through. So it's been a real interesting journey for me to see how all of those things can change as I've been different places and connected different places. So one of the biggest things, I guess I'm just going to start sharing some of the ways that I have gone with flow and how that has shown up. And this is going to be recent examples, like the past couple months. The first thing I did is I started rereading one of the Secret books. If anyone's familiar with a book or movie called The Secret, and that things can be really that simple. It's been really good. So the one that I read and worked through all the exercises with a few years ago is called The Magic, and I'm not going to spoil it, but it encourages certain practices that you do every day, and the more you do them, the better things get. The more that you are grateful for things, the more you see to be grateful for. And it might sound kind of cheesy and sort of like, really, dude, are you serious? Like, the rational brain, the logical mind's like, nothing can be that easy. You got to work hard, you got to do this, you got to do this. But hear me out. Maybe it might be that easy. So the book I'm working through, and if you're curious about those, please feel free to send me a message. I'm happy to chat about it. Connect with me at Cactus Moose on Instagram is probably the easiest way, most convenient for most people out there. And it's been great. So just doing the daily exercises, little meditations, and working with it, you know, once you see something to be grateful for, there's more to be grateful for. And once you start paying attention to it, it just kind of builds and compounds. And that has really helped me get into the flow, especially as, once again, this fall, I'm sort of kind of based in one area, traveling around a bit, following opportunities and being grateful for the things that come up, the chances to meet new people at trail races, to go and explore new trails, to go and connect with old friends, to go and make new friends, to experience new places, to experience old places. It just, you know, being grateful for everything can even help me, you know, where I am today. It has been raining off and on all day. This is the first rain I've hit in 6 weeks. That's pretty intense. It also, you know, helps me to stay in flow state. I could have stuck to rigidly to the original idea I had of being in a certain place through the weekend and coming to where I am now at some point today. It's 4:53 as I'm recording this in the afternoon. I don't even know if I would have made it because that road might have closed for snow. Might have had to reroute completely. It might have actually knocked out the stuff I had set up for this coming week. You never know. But I was grateful to get up yesterday and see the rain, enjoy running and being out in the rain, and then decide, you know what? I just got a feeling I'm going to cut this run short here and get in the truck and drive. And I did beat the blizzard. I beat the snow. It was snowing heavily, but it was not sticking on the road yet. But it was 27, 28 degrees or minus 2 or 3 Celsius. So right at that point where as soon as it got dark, it would be freezing and it would be a mess up there. So for me, that was flow state. I'm going to just focus on this and go with what I see rather than go with, well, who knows the next time I'll be back to where I'm currently camping. I should camp here and then get up in the morning. No, go with the flow. I just went with it and did that. So these gratitude practices really help. Because, like, well, thank you for the rain, but thank you for the rain for, in a way, putting that decision point for me a lot earlier than I wanted it to be and making a decision without perfect information, as we often do. It worked out. And it worked out, and I'm sitting here recording this, and I've got some laundry going at my friend's house, and I've had, an interesting day, being in a big city. Don't really need to go to anytime soon. Definitely not. People are great. Okay, but that's the first one. Second one, being in nature, and this is one that comes to me, like, it is second nature. I spend a lot of my life outside. I work outside most of the time. The trail races I do are outside. I run and recreate outside. I do a lot of stuff outside. If it were up to me, I'd be sitting outside, recording this outside in the grass, and I just don't really feel like getting wet again. So I'm not going to do that. But being in nature and being aware of it, breathing with nature, connecting with it, whether that's barefoot on the grass, barefoot in the sand, going in the water, just going out and being in nature can really help me get out of the logical mind and get back into the more intuitive side of life and just, you know, focus more positively. There are very few times, I actually can't think of any times where I feel worse once I've gone outside than come back in. I mean, I may be cold and wet and shivery and a little sad, but I also know that I'm alive. The next way that I can help to go with the flow is to connect to the energy of place. And I am connected with some places and not at all with some other places. And, you know, everyone has the places they're attracted to. For me to go and explore the desert southwest is where I love to be. And I can connect with the different places, just sort of breathing with nature, thanking the spirits of the trees and the animals and the dirt and the rocks and the geology and the air. Just feeling really connected and grounded, you know, to run somewhere like Moab and see petroglyphs and pictographs and just stop and wonder and marvel and think, you know, what was the person who, you know, carved this into the stone? What were they thinking? What was their life like? Were they married? Did they have kids? Were they, you know, were they sad when they did this? Were they happy when they did this? Was this, you know, like, what does it all mean? Just feel that connection with somewhere. You know, I was in a pinyon juniper forest yesterday. I was currently in like a ponderosa forest now in metro area. A couple days ago, I was in Arizona in the saguaro cactus, the Sonoran Desert. It's gorgeous, but they're all different. So even if I'm back on the coast in BC, like connecting with the energy there and just breathing and grounding with it, getting out and walking around in the local area to smell the smells. The air smells different here than it did in Moab, than it did in Tucson, than it did in Flag, than it did in Grand Staircase. So, you know, just being aware of that. Next thing I do to help go so is breathe with it. You know, sometimes being in flow state, or, you know, as things are getting better and better, just breathing with it and saying, hey, yeah, this is happening. Wow, this is amazing. This manifestation is great. And I'm just going to breathe and enjoy it and appreciate it. Many times in life, we hold our breath. We don't necessarily take a full deep breath. We're not getting full inhales and exhales, and we might be missing out on some of the joy of life. This is a big concept that comes up in some of the healing or the energetic sessions, healing sessions, whatever you want to call them, work that I do is, you know, taking that full breath cycle, breathing in to allow all the goodness of life and fully exhaling to breathe out and release everything that's in there. Good, bad, whatever. It's just energy, but getting it moving, because the more we can breathe deeply, the more we are in touch with our physiology, we are in touch with our emotions, we are in touch with our environment, and we can be in touch with the magic that's happening all around us. Next thing I have in my notes is stand barefoot. I kind of already mentioned that, standing barefoot earlier. I am totally going to do it after I'm recording because I don't want this stuff to all get wet. The next thing for growth flow is following the path of least resistance. So, you know, go back to the example of being where I am now, leaving a little bit early. That was the path of least resistance. Intuition tells me this, I'm going to go for it. And lo and behold, it worked out. Not fighting myself or, oh, I have to be here to have to do this, to have to do this, but being able and available to go with the flow of, well, I feel like driving here and you know what, I'm on the way, might as well just go all the way, call my friend, hey, it works out, perfect. Where's the path of least resistance? Even doing some of the things and some of the plans that I've made on this trip, you know, do I go a couple hundred miles out of the way to come back, a couple hundred miles out of the way to come back? Do I try and minimize the things like the least resistance? Cool, I'll not overschedule stuff. I'll take the time in between. I'll go and enjoy a run and then sit on the tailgate of my truck and have something to eat before I go and look for a shower, before I go and meet somebody, whatever it might be, rather than trying to overschedule or, well, I'm not sure, but that is just, no. Like if there's any type of resistance or it feels kind of sticky, I'm just saying, nope, that's not it. And as a corollary to follow the yes, it's the Mark Manson thing, like, is it fuck yes or fuck no? And that has been something really big that I'm working with. You know, I'm kind of on my own to do what I want for a while, and particularly in the part of the trip up till now, I mean, some dynamics definitely could be shifting here soon. But what am I saying yes to, and what am I going to do with it? So, you know, for example, me, there was, for whatever reason, on the weekend of November 19th, there were like five things came up that I really wanted to do, and I had to pick one. And several of them would have been a fuck yes, and I picked the one. It's neither right or wrong, but, you know, when I'm looking at stuff, or if I'm looking to, like trail run, if I'm looking at a race, like, am I gonna sign up, oh yeah, maybe this, or like, hell yeah, I'm gonna do that, this will be fun. And that's what I've been doing. This could be expanding. You know, if you're in flow, you're dating someone, it's going really well, hey, what are you saying yes to? What are you saying yes to? You have an opportunity every day to say yes or no, every interaction, yes or no. I'm going with the yes. You know, to connect with that as well is who is showing up in your life that wants to do the things you might want to do. Are certain friends showing up or disappearing? Are certain dating prospects showing up or disappearing? Are certain people doing the podcast showing up or disappearing? People you want to connect with as you, you know, pass through town showing up or disappearing? Cool. I'm going to focus on the ones that say yes and that want to do something. Cool. You know, I mean, that's how I ended up pacing at Javelina. It was just a connection and like, hey, cool. Yeah, I know you. You're cool. We both know this person. They're cool. Cool. Let's go. Let's do it. You know, so what's happening there? What's not happening there? Who knows? But that's just some of the ways that I go with the flow and help to get myself into flow states, like focusing on the positive, connecting to place, being outside in nature and breathing, really looking for the positives in a situation. And I know it can be super duper challenging. I've had a number of big things happen in the past decade. Probably recording a podcast because it's almost, I'm going to have to look at the dates. I don't remember the dates well enough, but it's almost the 10-year anniversary of a major transition point in my life. That'd be ironic if I'm sitting here recording it and today is the anniversary and I'm in the same place. Unplanned, but hashtag no coincidences. Yeah, so, you know, how is that all working out? There's been a lot of stuff come up, and sure, there are things that have been a big challenge to release and let go, but once I did that, that has got me back into flowing with life and having these opportunities show up, and these cool people show up, and these amazing places show up, and opportunities. It's by stepping out of that, oh, poor me, oh, this sucks, I'm just going to be angry about it, to, hey, let's process that and release it. Look at the positives. Okay, cool. Start fresh. Boom. Here we go. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm focused on. This is where I'm going. If you're in, you're in. If not, that's okay. And the more I've focused on that, the more people show up, the more opportunities show up, the things that fit with me show up, that alignment piece is there. This is a really spiritual episode, I realized. That alignment piece is there. And everything is just going with life. I've got this beautiful, I'm looking at my laptop as I record this for my notes, and I'm just looking at my little collage board that came up for me as a session to do for what's, what I'm looking forward to. And it is crazy seeing which things I made this couple, 2 months ago, if that, September, late August, September, 3 months ago, we'll say. The things that have already shown up that are on this vision board collage. The one I'm looking at right now, sunset over the mountains in Arizona. I've seen so many of those. The mountain running, this little luxury resort place, camping out on the Red Rock. There is a lot of things that are happening. So yeah, so that's flow state. Now I'm curious to hear, what is yours? What helps you get into the zone? What are the experiences you have with it? Sometimes for me, it's happened trail running and all of a sudden an hour and a half are gone by. And I'm like, I feel great. I didn't even realize that. I feel like I'm floating. I'm just so engaged with watching the trail, looking around, feeling my body, feeling the muscles flow that, oh yeah, it's been that long. Like I didn't, oops. Wow. Okay. So that's that. What are yours? I'm very curious. And, you know, as always, I appreciate y'all listening here. We're going to call that a wrap for today. Appreciate y'all being here listening. And it would greatly help me out if you can leave a good review on your favorite podcasting platform, wherever you're listening to this. 5-star review. I use Apple Podcasts when I listen. I just don't have Spotify, but I know Spotify is very popular. Whatever it is, that would be great. And, you know, if it resonates, share this with a friend. Tag a friend. Spread it around. It's just information out there. We're all connected. Nothing is separate. There are no coincidences. And there's a lot of wisdom all around the world that we can connect with. So I hope you are going with the flow. And I hope that as we approach, well, Thanksgiving in America is in a couple days, and Christmas is coming up, and we're heading into 2024 already. Yowza wowza. I hope that things flow well for you. And as always, you get a chance to be outside, because I'm going to finish this recording, set it to get started editing, and go take some nice deep breaths on the wet grass for a while. But all right, we will catch you the next time for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness, friends. And until then, Have fun, breathe outside, connect with yourself, be awesome, and we'll see you soon. And thank you very much for joining me on today's episode, friends. It is always fun for me to record these, and I do hope you get a lot out of them. As always, if you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends, your family members, your colleagues, your coworkers, your hairdresser, the guy at the restaurant, wherever you're going. I do my best to research these and give a lot of good information, and there's a lot of people out there that can benefit from hearing the stories and also having that perspective shift that can come along with listening. As well, if you get a chance, I do encourage you, it really helps me out if you can leave a 5-star review at the podcast platform you're listening to, as well as maybe even write something. So if you get a chance, please do that. I prefer Apple Podcasts is how I listen to things, but I know that Stitcher's out there, Spotify's out there, Google Play or Google Podcasts, there's a whole bunch of them. So if you get a chance, please do drop a 5-star rating and leave a review. That would be fantastic. And with that, have a wonderful day, friends. We will catch you on the next episode of The Wisdom of the Wilderness.